الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد،
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم:
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد،
من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Whoever exercises patience, ikhlas and sincerity for 40 mornings, the fountains of wisdom burst from his soul and flow over his tongue. We have been discussing on this hadith of the Holy Prophet and talking about the practical tips that some of our great Urafa have mentioned. We talked about praying in the beginning time of the prayers, which is one of the very fundamental things, and it has its own countless barakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet has said, according to this narration in Kanzul Ammal, that قال الله عز وجل إِنَّ لِعَبْدِي عَلَيَّ أَحْدًا. That means my slave has a covenant on me, an ahad on me, إِنْ أَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ لِبَقْتِهَا أَنْ لَا أُعَذِّبَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this as an ahad and payman and covenant, that if any servant of Allah prays in the beginning time, Allah is not going to punish him. Wa an adkhulahu al-jannata bighayri hisab, and that I'm going to send him to the paradise without accountability. So this is not an ordinary point, because accountability is something which is we all are afraid of, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds us accountable, there is no way for people like us to save ourselves from the adl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya man la yukhafu illa adluhu. So all we are afraid of, Allah is not a zalim. He doesn't do any zulm on anyone. Why we are afraid of Allah is because of our own sins. Because He's adil and just. And if He holds us accountable according to His justice, There is no room for anyone other than those who are ma'soom and kamil to escape from Allah's justice. So one action, that means praying on time, is enough for us to get rid of this fear forever in our life. This is a very significant point that has... I remember in the incident when Shah La'natullahi alayhi of Iran escaped, and Imam Khomeini radhiyallahu anhu was in Paris in those days. So when Shah escaped, all the reporters, all those reporters of the famous media organizations from both sides of the Atlantic, they showed up in this street, in this neighborhood, Neuf-le-Château in Paris. And the police shut down the entire street because it was full of correspondence. So no public can walk into it any further. There were more than 150 cameramen holding their cameras and zooming on him and taking his interviews. 150 plus cameramen in this small street. And he was delivering his interview, and all of a sudden he asked from his son Ahmad Khomeini, "Is this the time of Dhuhr?" And he said, "Yes, the time has arrived." He said, "Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh," and he stood up and started his prayers. I mean, in situations like these, where some people feel shy, then what would the rest of the people say about you? So the person, a mu'min, is supposed to think, what would Allah say about me, instead of thinking about what would the rest of the people say about me. So no one can reach any of the maqamat ruhaniyya, the spiritual levels, unless and until you care about Allah. If you don't care about Allah, then forget about Allah caring about you to take you to the levels that you want to reach. So this is an extremely important point which has been emphasized. And then we mentioned about the tibul kasb, that means the risk has to be halal. And there were people praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and none of their du'as were accepted. Finally, Allah sent the wahi to the messenger of that nation, that you people turn towards me with your najis bodies and your hands which are tainted with the blood, which has been interpreted by our scholars that hands which are involved in the hukukun nas, rights of the people. That means you do not give away the rights of the people. You violate the rights of the people. And so the same hands which violate the rights of the people, hukukun nas, you raise the hands towards me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your stomachs are full of haram. So this is what has caused my anger. So there is no way that any person or nation who consumes haram risk, haram jobs, serving the tahuts and zalimeen against the fatwa of the maraje, for the love of dunya, hubbud dunya, there's no way, it's impossible to get the dua accepted in the eyes of Allah. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, has said that man sarrahu an yustajaba du'a'uhu falyutayyib kasbahu. Whoever getting your dua accepted, if this thing pleases you, that your dua gets accepted in the eyes of Allah. In other words, then you have to make your earning clean. You have to make your earning clean. That means you have to earn the halal. That means you cannot have the haram earning coming. So we find this has extremely emphasized. The next point was about the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr is the most unique worship of Islam from several aspects, and one of those several aspects that make the zikr of Allah the most unique worship is that the zikr of Allah has no time fixed in the Sharia. We have a time for khums, we have a time fixed in for zakat when the nisab completes, we have a time fixed for fasting when you have to fast and when you have to end the fasting, isn't that right? We have a time fixed for hajj, we have a time fixed for salat. So the ibadat you find for which there is no time fixed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is zikr and remembrance. You can remember anytime. We have to remember all the time. Being mu'mins, no segment of our 24 hours schedule should be void of Allah's remembrance. So so we can even if we pray, even if we fast, even if we are sleeping with wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the reward of praying, of basically busy in the ibadah throughout the night. So Ayatullah al-Azma, Ayatullah Sheikh Al-Ansari Al-Hamadani, he says that once I met with Allama At-Tabatabai rahmatullahi alayh. Allama At-Tabatabai was used to live in Qum Al-Muqaddasa, but he went for the ziyarat of Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam in Mashhad Al-Muqaddas, and Ayatullah Sheikh Al-Hamadani says that I met him in the Haram, I met him in Mashhad, and I requested Allama At-Tabatabai that can you please inform me of some of the inayat, some of the special blessings that Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have done for you. And he refused to reply. But then Ayatullah Sheikh Hamadani says that I insisted on him for, you know, for the sake of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. I want to know something that the Ahlul Bayt have given to you. He said, okay, when he insisted for the sake of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, Allama At-Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi, he said, okay, I'm going to tell you two things that Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have given to me, but on a condition that you are not going to tell these two things to anyone until I die. So you can inform to people after the death, not in my life. One of the two things is that is the halatul tajarrud. Whenever I pray my prayers, my soul departs from the body and my soul hovers on top of the body and I can see my body praying. Basically what Allama is trying to mention is in the halatul tajarrud, what happens is that the soul of a muttaqi person is already disconnected from this dunya, and in the time of prayers when a person is present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically, this is a lutf from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam for an arif person, that he can basically reach into the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where there's nothing to do with matter, and this can happen only to those people who are purely khalis towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have abundant stories of our great scholars who have reached this kind of levels. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to reach. So basically prayers is the best time when we are doing munajat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can a person not focus on Allah when his soul is already in the haram of Allah. So those people who focus on Allah, their souls deserve to reach the alam al-tajarrud, because they don't belong to alam al-madda. They are ahl for that. And why do we become ahl for that? Because we abstain from the harams completely. So anyone who abstains from the harams completely in his life, completely. So this is he's on the same track of this thing happening. So we find that the next thing that he mentioned was that I basically, when I go to sleep, I can listen to all the tasbihat, all the different kinds of tasbih, the different mawjudat and different creatures and different animals of Allah are doing around me. I can hear to the voices of all these mawjudat and existences who are doing various types of tasbih of Allah. So this is another inayat, which is what Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have done towards me. Well, we all know that everything is doing in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdihi walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. So all these things are doing the tasbih of Allah, but we don't understand their tasbih. So this is when a person reaches the level of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when we succeed to remember Allah at all times, that's where, especially in the time of ghazab, it's easy to remember Allah when we are happy. When we are upset, if we remember Allah at that time, مَنْ كَفَّ غَضَبَهُ كَفَّ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَذَابَهُ. There are some people who are very nice, very mu'min, they pray, they fast, they do go for hajj, all that. When it comes, they are angry, they can say anything wrong. They have no control over their tongue. They can do any haram, isn't that right? Because they are in ghadab. Now this is exactly what shaitan wants. So basically, if somebody can control the ghadab and anger, Allah will also control his adab from him, from applying on him. So we find that in one of the incidents, this person went with one of the great Urufa and scholars into the masjid, and we find people were busy, and this person, this scholar said to him, can you differentiate between the people here? He said, no, to me they're all the same. And he rubs his hand over his eyes. And this person now starts seeing the various types of shaitan who are sitting on the people. And that's where this arif, where he recited this verse of Holy Quran from Surah Az-Zukhruf, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ كَرِيمٌ. So we learn in the light of this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns shaitan on those people who turn away from the zikr of Allah. Allah assigns the shaitan, and that shaitan is going to stick around and stay with them. And then he saw these shayateen who were sitting on the people, on the heads of the people. They are blocking their vision to see the haqqaiq. They put their hand in front of them so they cannot see. Remember in the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam? Where he has said that طَحْرُ قُلُوبَكُمْ مِنْ دَرَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ تُضَاعَفْ لَكُمُ الْحَسَنَاتِ. That means clean your souls from the uncleanliness of the sins. Your good deeds will be multiplied, in other words. So the more we clean ourselves from the harams, the more we find that our good deeds are increased. So sometimes when the shaitan is allowed to control, there are some people who have shaitan sitting on them, and shaitan is controlling them. They think they are very nice, there's nothing wrong with them because they are praying and fasting, but they are under perfect control, kamilan, complete control of shaitan, because they don't control themselves in the time of ghadab and anger and haram. So basically, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. Amir Rumi alayhi salam has said, ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ مُطْرِدَةٌ لِلشَّيْطَانِ. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the shaitan off. So shaitan can be kept off from us. Shayateen, it's not one shaitan. We have shayateen al-ins wal-jinn. Isn't that right? Shaitan, they have children. And there are humans who are following shaitan, Iblis, and there are jinns who are following him. So the shayateen al-jinn wal-ins can be kept away from us through the ibadat, which is called zikr and remembrance. Now this shaitan, there are two shaitan. One of the scholars was saying there were two shaitan who met with each other. This shaitan was very fat, you know, like couch potato. And the other shaitan was very weak. You know, this fat shaitan met with a weak shaitan, and they were just talking to each other. And this guy who is fat asked the other guy who is weak and skinny, "Why are you that skinny and weak and da'if?" He said, "Because I'm assigned to deceive a person who, whenever he enters into his house, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He always says Bismillah Rahman Rahim, he remembers Allah. Whenever he does anything, in other words, he remembers Allah. Whenever he eats food, he remembers Allah. Every time he's zakir, he's in the remembrance of Allah. And this guy's remembrance has made me weak." Remember, once shaitan said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi ma min khalqin illa ja'alta lahu rizqan. Oh my Lord, for every creature of yours, you provided a risk. What is my risk? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it right? He has provided risk and sustenance for all the creatures, the insects, the birds, the fishes, the humans, the jinns, even the angels. Isn't that right? Somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel, that what is the food of Jibreel, and what is the drink of Jibreel? And Prophet, and in the hadith we learn that the ta'amuhu at-tasbih wa sharabuhu at-tahleel, that the food, his food is tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his drink that he consumes is the tahleel of Allah, the zikr of la ilaha illallah. So everything has a risk, including the angels, who don't have any maddi and material risk because they are not made of matter. So everything has a risk. Shaitan said, "You provided risk for everything. What is my risk?" And Allah said, "Ma lam yuskar alayhi ismi." Anything upon which my name is not mentioned. So whenever you eat food and you don't mention the name of Allah on the food, you must remember Shaitan is also a partner in that food with you. And when you are a partner with Shaitan, you can understand what kind of spiritual impacts this food is going to provide to you. That's the Mazmoon al-Riwayah. So, that text. So these two Shaitans were talking to each other, the fat guy and the weak guy. And then this fat person said, "Well, I'm assigned on this person who is basically I am a partner with him in all the things that he does. Eating food, drinking, everything of his life. He doesn't care about Allah, in the name of freedom, whatever. You do whatever you want to do in the name of your hawa nafs. I like it. I feel like doing it. You know? So, every matter of his life, I'm a partner with him. And this has made me so fat. So, basically, these are, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing us access to the awliyaullah, to the beloved servants of Allah, who have informed us about the glorious and illuminous nurani teachings so that we can impact our lives. Before I come to the end of my speech, in the hadith of Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha, please say salawat. He has said, "Inna awliya Allah, humul ladhina, the beloved servants of Allah, they are the ones taraku ma alimu annahu sayyatrukuhum. Awliya Allah are the ones who leave what they know is going to leave them. Anything which is going to leave us, everything of this dunya is going to leave us. Isn't that right? Can you find anything of this dunya going along with you in the qabr? Except the kafan, which is valueless. Isn't that right? Maybe $5 qat kafan. So everything of this dunya is going to leave us. Nothing of this dunya can accompany us on the day of judgment. So, awliyaullah, the beloved servants of Allah, are the one who leave all those things which are bound to leave them. When all these things of dunya are bound to leave us, then we are not supposed to get attached to any of those things if we want to be beloved in the eyes of Allah. And this is why people are selling their faith, because we want to live in this dunya, because we want to justify the harams, because we want to live in this dunya. That's the root cause of all the sins committed by the people, because we want to live in this dunya. Isn't that right? And look at what Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam is trying to take us to, what high hadaf and goal. That means we don't attach to any of the things belonging to this dunya if we want to be part of the beloved servants of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin, wahtur al-Kuffar wal-Munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-Din, wahtur man qadal al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wahfaz wa ayyid ulama'ana al-Rabbaniyin wa maraji'ana al-Rabbaniyin, la sayyim al-Waliy al-Faqih qa'id al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur jiyush al-Muslimin wa asakir al-Muwahidin. Allahumma fukka'ana al-Usara'i al-Muslimin. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. Let's read the ziyarat of Imam Shafi'i.